The Trump administration seems to be signaling a kinder, gentler approach to immigration enforcement on the streets of American cities. President Donald Trump suggested as much in an interview on NBC Nightly News.
Maybe we can use a little bit of a softer touch, but you still have to be tough.
Trump was speaking shortly after his border czar, Tom Homan, announced that a drawdown is beginning in Minnesota, shrinking the footprint of Trump's militarized immigration crackdown in the Twin Cities.
President Trump sent me here to help de-escalate what was going on. We're not surrendering our mission. We're not walking away from our mission. We're just making this more effective and more smart.
That drawdown will remove 700 officers, leaving about 2,000. Homan adds that it depends on cooperation from locals.
Well, that depends on the people out there putting up illegal roadblocks. That depends on people that want to intimidate and interfere and put hands on ICE officers. Tone down the rhetoric. Stop violating the law and impeding and interfering with us, and the drawdown will be quicker.
Meanwhile, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem was in Arizona near the border with Mexico, where she handed out awards to Border Patrol agents and touted Trump's border wall.
And when the American people put President Trump in the White House, they said enough is enough. They chose him. They chose law and order. They voted to build the wall. They voted to send President Trump back to the White House.
Democrats are unimpressed by the announced changes, saying the drawdown in Minnesota is not enough. Democratic lawmakers are demanding reforms to ICE as lawmakers debate Homeland Security funding over the next couple weeks. Senator Dick Durbin is a Democrat from Illinois.
I think what we put together is a finite list of reasonable changes that mean the ICE officials and the Border Patrol officials handled by the same standards as police in your community. Why shouldn't they? Why shouldn't investigations be done by an independent source for their own credibility? Why shouldn't these people be taking the mask off and putting video cameras on? These are the fundamentals of constitutional conduct, and I don't think you can compromise on some of them.
On the other side of the aisle, Senator Josh Hawley is a Republican from Missouri.
Here's what my Democrat colleagues really want. They want to abolish ICE, and some of them are more candid about that. And listen, that's fine that that's their position. They're totally wrong about it, and I'm not going to help them do it. And I think what they really want in this funding bill is they want to hold hostage the Coast Guard, FEMA, the Secret Service, all in order to impose restrictions on ICE that would effectively hamstring, if not eliminate, the agency.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says Democrats aim to submit proposed legislation on ICE within the next 24 hours. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.